Hello, this is Frank Valli with Frank Presents, and today it's my extreme pleasure to introduce Jamie Barrett. Jamie, welcome to the studio.
My pleasure. Thank you, Frank.
Jamie, I see you have a guitar.
Yeah.
Tell me a little about yourself and the guitar.
The guitar and I go back, not this particular guitar, but the guitar and I go back many decades. I've been playing guitar for over half a century. So over 50 years, and I've been gigging out professionally for over 40. So the guitar and I have been well acquainted for a long time. But yeah, I love the guitar.
Wow. Yeah. And I understand you teach guitar in the Franklin Public School System?
Yeah, I teach elementary music at Jefferson, and this year at Oak Street Elementary School. Taught at many other schools like ECDC and Davis Thayer and Parmenter over the years. But Jefferson I've been at for, this is my 25th year, and I teach elementary music and chorus. And at one time, the Jefferson Elementary Band, when we had that, but it's a really fun day gig, yeah. And used to teach privately guitar too, yeah.
Wow, yeah. That is great. Did you grow up here in Franklin?
I didn't. I grew up in Mystic, Connecticut, and then have lived all over, including Hollywood, California, and Boston. And but my wife is from here. She's a Franklinite.
Yep.
And yeah. She went to Kennedy and Horace Mann and Franklin High School.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I hope you know some sea shanties growing up in Mystic, Connecticut.
Let's see. Yeah. Blow your winds in the morning. Blow your winds high, oh. Yeah.
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 Those tall ships under sail.
Yeah, Charles W. Morgan and such.
Yeah.
At the Mystic Seaport.
At the Mystic Seaport. Wonderful, wonderful place to go to.
My brother Josh, who lives down there still, he's the head maintenance guy there at Mystic Seaport.
Wow.
So he keeps everything running down there.
That is great. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Jamie, teaching in Franklin, right? What is elementary teaching? I mean, what is the basics that you teach about music?
First and foremost, a love of music. Just want to make sure that my thing is with all my students is to inspire them to be all that they can be through music. So I know that not all of them, maybe even a majority of them, won't grow up to be musicians, professional musicians, but as long as they are inspired to do all, be all, see all that they can do through music, and just hopefully make a difference in their lives with music, that's an overall arching thing. But, teach them all the basics of music, all the musical elements, long, short, high, low, fast, slow, how to read.
Now, do they actually have instruments that they're playing?
Yeah, we now in fourth grade have, since I've started, recorders. They learn how to play a wind instrument, the recorder. Yeah. And in fifth grade, they learn how to play a stringed instrument, the ukulele.
Yeah.
At one time, we did have, as I said earlier, the elementary instruments during the school day, so I did have the pleasure of teaching the Jefferson Elementary Band, and that was a lot of fun. That was a real, real pleasure.
I do two radio shows out of here, and one of the shows that I did was children's music, kind of music that kids would sing. 800 people have turned in to listen to that program. Which is one of my highest rated programs. And yet, then I did other children's music, and they don't seem to get, so I think it's when people go onto the internet, it's how the word is phrased or something is phrased that attracts people. But I can't get over 800 people who listen to my children's music show.
Yeah.
So it's really important.
100%. Absolutely.
Well, you're here for Porch Fest on June 1st.
Which I'm very excited about.
and you're going to be playing. So let's hear a song that you wrote.
Sure. I'd love to do a song I wrote. I guess we'll take it from the top. This is a song called The Top. And a lot of songs I write are songs for me to kind of remind me, at least at this point in my life. This is I write songs for all variety of occasions, but I guess the songs I'm going to, well, at least a couple I'm going to play today are kind of songs for me. And if it can, if anyone else likes it and gets something from it, that's great. So this one's called The Top.
Time has come for me to fly, spread my wings and take it to the sky. There's a world out there for me, opened up my mind and set me free. Until I get out of my chair, yeah. Know that nothing's built to last. The future's here, plus it's already past. I can wait another day. I just can't let this moment slip away. Cause I know I'll never seize the day. Until I get out of my way, yeah. Till I make it to the top, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
You're going to make it to the top.
Oh. Whatever the top.
Whatever the top is.
Whatever the top is.
Yeah.
I just realized I hadn't sang a single note before I sang that today, and the first note I tried to hit, I couldn't hit it. I wasn't warmed up. I hadn't warmed up yet. So my apologies to anybody who might watch or listen.
So you enjoy songwriting?
Love it. Yeah.
Let's talk about Franklin for a minute. Do you play in the Franklin area?
I do. I play for a variety of things, the festivals like Strawberry Fest and Harvest Fest. I play at lots of different establishments around the area, restaurants and clubs and bars.
Which restaurants and bars do you play in?
I'm looking forward to playing La Cantina again, the new location, but I love playing La Cantina.
Where is that new location?
Right next to the old location. So it's right down here on Union Street. So it'll be, I believe, right next door to where it...
where it is now.
Where it was and where... Yeah. So La Cantina, Raillery, 67 Degrees, Birchwood Bakery. If you haven't been to Birchwood, oh my gosh, the food is amazing and it's a fun place to play. And other places locally too. Just played the other day, Cedar House out in Walpole. And I play quite a bit at Avelina's out in Millis, which is right out there.
I never heard of Avelina's.
Avelina's really great place out in Millis.
Is it a restaurant?
It's a restaurant, yep.
And whereabouts in Millis?
It's right next to another restaurant I love out in Millis called Twist, which is actually right next to Roach Brothers Supermarket.
Oh, okay.
So it's in that plaza right there.
Yeah, in that plaza.
Yep. Oh, so there's Avelina's, and there's also Twist, which is a gluten-free restaurant, and I'm not gluten-free, and it's in a wonderful place to go regardless. So
you've had quite an affinity with Franklin. What is Porch Fest for you? June 1st, you'll be playing somewhere here in the Franklin area?
Yeah, looking forward to that. Don't know which porch yet, but I can't wait to see and find out. It's a great way to connect with the community. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
An opportunity to just perform some music. Hoping to play some original songs that I don't typically play out at my evening gigs.
Yeah.
Where I usually play a variety of songs that people know. But I'd love to share some of the songs that I've written and just see if I can make a connection that way too, and just give them a different side of me.
Well, the cultural district is actually a geographical district that runs from the high school past the Catholic Church, past the Common, includes a historic museum, down Route 140, and I understand ends at the Universalist Unitarian Church.
Right.
Pleasant Street?
Yeah.
I think it's Pleasant.
Okay, Chestnut Street, but Chestnut, the Universalist. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's quite a Franklin event, I understand, though. It's the concept, I understand, is a few years old.
Yeah.
But I had never heard of it until I saw the information. There's going to be at least 40 individuals,
groups, and singers
like you.
Yeah.
And 26 porches so far.
Yeah, I'm thrilled about it because I'm thrilled that Franklin's doing it too, because for the last couple of years, I've done an online version of Porch Fest. So I've sought out. I've found out that there's this thing called Porch Fest, and there's even actually a national or maybe international Porch Fest day where you play out on your porch. And so last year I did this before we officially did it here in Franklin, but there's a video on YouTube of me doing a Porch Fest. I did it live, and I did it about hour or two, or maybe I did an hour, and I had some neighbors come by. They had no idea. I put my sound system outside on my porch and just started playing for it attracted a lot of attention, people driving by too, and it was kind of fun. But for the last couple of years I've been doing a thing called Porch Fest, so I'm just glad that Franklin's doing this now, because I think it's a wonderful way to build community within our community. So
I understand that you have written the official Town of Franklin song.
Yeah.
Could we hear it?
Sure. Yeah, it's a song called The City, known as the Town of Franklin. And it goes like this. Speaking of sea shanties, this has sort of a sea shanty feel to it.
Town town of Franklin. In the city known as the town of Franklin. Then there's the common that's uncommonly good, where townspeople gather as townspeople should. Weddings, concerts, and festivals throughout the year. Monuments honor the mighty man Horace and all that this father of education did for us. There's no mystery why so many would choose to live here. In the city known as the town of Franklin. In the city known as the town.
Well, that's a concise history of Franklin.
Yeah. Within 3 minutes.
Can individuals acquire that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Frank, do you know the individual by the name of Chris Flynn?
Yes.
Chris Flynn made a video of that song. He and I gave him the music, and he went out and we filmed all. He filmed. I didn't do any of the filming. He filmed a video of that, and it's on YouTube. And it's the film, the filmography. How do you say that? All the filming is all Chris Flynn. So he did a wonderful job with that.
And it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
And yeah. How about a recorded version of it?
Yeah, I need to I just kind of did it using. I want to say, actually, that was even before I was using a recording program like GarageBand. I recorded it using, I'm dating myself here, but it was like around 2000 or early 2000s, and it was using, I burned two tracks, one on CD, a CD burner, then put that into the play and played along with myself and burned another copy. It was sort of like a newer version of the old way I used to do overdubs back on cassette tapes. I used to make lots of multi-track recordings with a dual tape recorder cassette deck, and I used to just record one take and then pop it into the play and then record another. But I think the version that I've been using for The City Knows the Town of Franklin is that old. I need to update it and get a much better recording of it, it's kind of a
how did this old. Get submitted to the town? Because I understand the town council has actually voted this in what year?
I want to say it was 2002.
2002.
And how this all came to be, this goes back to Deb Pellegrini.
Yeah.
Going to Linda Chelman, second grade teacher.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, I know you have a music teacher who writes songs. I was writing songs for their curriculum.
Yeah.
And I wrote a song. So they asked if I could write a song for their second grade curriculum because they're learning about the town of Franklin. And I said, oh, sure. I said, what are some of the points you want me to put in there? And they're like, well, make sure you put the library in there and put the one-room red brick school in there. Put the town common. You got to put Horace Mann in there.
Yeah.
So I put his name in there, but Mighty Man Horace.
Yeah.
And so I wrote it and gave it to her, and then the kids and her all sang. We sang it, and they loved it. And then we ended up singing it for the library for the. There was an anniversary. Ben Franklin, and I think there was a Ben Franklin that came to the library, all decked out, and there was a big anniversary there at the library. And then that led to us doing a performance of it at the town hall, in front of the town council and. And it was shortly thereafter that they made a motion to make it the official town song. So over 20 years ago, yeah.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to think back on it because I haven't really given it much thought since then. But yeah.
That is really great.
Yeah, kind of fun. I no doubt believe that those kids singing it with their full. They're the reason why it's the town song, not because I wrote a song, but because those kids sang it.
No question.
They sang it. You know, when you have kids sing and they're fully invested and just sing from the heart. Yeah.
Do you know Ella Jenks, who was a children's?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Jumbo, 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 son of Jumbo. Ella Jenkins, yes.
Tremendous children's.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal children's song and leader. And,
Yeah.
You just got to admire what she did in her time.
Oh, absolutely. I love Ella Jenkins. Absolutely. Yep. I'm a huge Pete Seeger fan as well. I think his way of getting not only children, but all audiences sing along. I'm a huge Pete Seeger fan. Who else did I used to listen to? I was thinking my parents raised me on vinyl records, and I was really into Burl Ives, really got everyone singing along.
Yep.
So Pete Seeger, Peter Paul and Mary, a whole host of them.
Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Roy Rogers was, you know, a favorite cowboy of mine, right? Mm. And he sang a song called Me and My Teddy Bear.
Ah.
Me and my teddy bear, got no worries, got no cares. Me and my teddy bear just play and play all day. And every night he's with me when I climb up the stairs and listens as I say my prayers. Ah. Me and my teddy. So there are artists, that to me just come out with tremendous children's songs.
Yeah.
The bear that went waltzing. There's a number of dancing, wandering bears. I mean, the children's song venue is extensive.
Yeah.
If you look at it.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to do next for an original song?
I'll do a song. I'm trying to think these, I don't know if it was the Franklin song. I love songs that come to me real quickly. And I want to say Franklin, I wrote that in I always say 3 minutes, but I mean, it probably was 10 or 15 minutes when it just comes in you just have that and you got to seize the moment and just write it down. Because I've written some songs that have taken years to write and they're typically not as good. They tend to not be as good.
Right.
This next one came pretty quickly. So
all right.
I feel good about this one. This one's called Starting Over.
Starting Over.
Starting Over.
All right, and it came to you pretty good.
This one came to me pretty good. And it goes like this.
Was that after a long effort that produced nothing?
Yeah, I wonder. You know what, it was one of those things where I think I started strumming the chords and came up with a melody, and I was like, I got to go with this and write. It came pretty quick. I started just strumming this.
When you're down on your luck, you know I'd like to give it a try. Don't you worry about starting over. Who you could change anything you like. When the road that you're on stops a little short of where you should be, don't give up or give in. There's always something new for you. change everything too. You could change anything in your life, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Thank you. That is all, Frank,
about starting over, right?
Yeah, it's all about starting over. I think that song came about when a friend of mine was talking about things that were a little scary to me. He wasn't in a good place in his life, and it was sort of a way to be like, if you're having a tough time, give me a call. You know, it's always good to check in on your friends and make sure, sorry about bumping that, and check in on your friends and make sure they're doing okay, because, yeah, I've lost some friends over the years, but not this good friend, close friend of mine, but life's hard, and you just got to check in on people, make sure everyone's doing okay, and that's what that song is about.
One of the sad situations I think of individuals in your generation age is that they've lost friends. And that didn't seem as much as in my generation. But boy, in your generations, a lot of you had to deal with that.
And
music helps, doesn't it?
Oh, I feel it's so therapeutic, yeah. Actually, it's interesting. Before I came to Franklin, before I took the job in 1999, I was working at a school called Perkins School for the Blind. I was working with deaf blind students.
Sure, I know that school,
yeah. Yeah, where Helen Keller went and Annie Sullivan, they were the big celebrities. You know, you'd see them all over campus there.
They lived in Wrentham.
Yeah, yes. And when I was working there, I was working with deaf blind students in particular. But just before I took the job here in Franklin, I was at a crossroads, and I could have stayed on at Perkins. They were offering I had just finished my degree in music ed, and here I was going to accept a job down in Franklin, but I could have stayed on at Perkins as a music therapist. Uh-huh. And I just remember that was a crossroads, and I have no regrets whatsoever, because I can't even imagine not having come to Franklin. And it's not only been a wonderful career and place to live, but it's where I met my wife, and now we have two beautiful kids, and... Yeah. You know, I'm very thankful for all of that, but it's wild to think back that I was at that crossroads and I was really debating, do I go to Franklin or do I stay at Perkins and be a music therapist?
Right.
Speaking of therapy, but I do believe in the therapeutic benefits of music and how, I mean, we know, right, just how, I think of Tony Bennett just recently singing with Lady Gaga before he passed and how he walked on stage and he really wasn't able to do much.
Right.
But he came out and sang and didn't miss a note. And and it was just amazing how music, he was able to do so much through music.
He was doing it his whole life.
Yeah.
And in that routine, that strength really came out that night.
Yeah. It's incredible. When I remember watching that, it was like, you know, brings you to tears. It's amazing. Yeah,
where did you go to school for music education?
That's a funny question. Where did I not go to school? Because I seem to have gone, I have like several degrees in music. I actually even have a degree in earth science, if you can believe that too. I have a bachelor's in earth science, because that was when I was like, do I just keep music as a hobby? And do I just like, and I was like toying with like, you know, being an earth scientist, because I love earth science too. But let's see, music. My first degree in music is from Hollywood, California, music school out in Hollywood. Uh-huh. So right after, and actually wasn't right after high school. I was, I took that gap year before it was a thing. I didn't realize it was a thing. You know, I guess in Australia, they encourage their seniors in high school to take a year off, take a gap year and go see the world. And before you dive into like 4 years of college, because most kids aren't ready. They don't really know what they want to do yet. And I certainly didn't. I was envious of those people that knew exactly what they wanted to be, straight line, knew exactly. I was the kid that was all over the map. I had no idea what I wanted to do in life. So I had a degree in music performance from Hollywood, California. Then I went for a degree in performance and earth science down in Connecticut, state school down there. And then I went up to Berklee College of Music and got more, a music degree. I ended up with UMass Boston, got my music undergrad, music ed undergrad there, and my music, master's of music for, my master's in music from Boston University.
Wonderful.
So, but all over the map.
Play us another song.
Oh, sure. Let's see. What should we play? another original?
Sure. Love the originals. Original songs are the best.
I agree with you. Maybe if I do something completely different then.
Original songs really kind of...
This is an original, but it's a... It's. I was going to go for more of a rockier... But I think maybe I'll take it down and just do a little finger-picked original.
Sounds a little like Freight Train.
Yeah! Oh, Elizabeth Cotton. Freight Train. Freight Train, going so fast. I love that song. This one's called A Place She's Never Been.
Okay.
And I haven't played... If I make a goof on this one, I haven't played it in years. I just pulling this one out of my hat. Here we go. But I wrote this for my Aunt Martha. It goes like this. Martha stares at the clock on the wall and hopes that someone will visit or call. 'Cause it's been days since she's talked to anyone. What's to do now the dishes are done? Not knowing where to go or where to begin, she starts to wonder of a place she's never been. Martha has a lot she'd really love to share. No one listens, no one seems to care. Talk to her, not with her, and that's how it goes. Never learning, always turning away from all she knows. In Martha's world, no one has to win. Just believe in a place she's never been. Martha breathes through the pictures she paints, and when she's there, she's in line with all the saints. The greatest gift that a person can give is something of themselves that's helped them want to live. In Martha's world, no one has to win. Just believe in a place she's never been. She's never been. Place she's never been. Place she's never been. Martha knows on the first day of spring what the beautiful weather will bring. Soon April's rain will yield flowers in May. If only they would stay. If only she could stay. But as the dark clouds prepare to move in, she slips away to a place she's never been.
I don't know if you wrote that for older individuals. Was your aunt older?
She was, yeah.
I think it can directly relate to a lot of lives.
Yeah.
I think that song really is from experience and listening and being close to your aunt.
I was. I spent a lot of time with her, yeah. When a lot of people weren't spending a lot of time with her,
I went
and spent a lot of time with her and my grandmother. I realized that it was... People had busy lives and they couldn't really spend time, and it worked out in my life. I hadn't met my wife yet, and, and although I was dating, I had a lot of freedom. I wasn't taking care of kids, and I was like, you know, I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah. And it was an awesome opportunity to go and learn from my aunt and my grandma. And
I'm sure you learned a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie Barrett, how can people reach you if they want to?
I am on social media, and that seems to be the websites of the day. I used to have a website. I don't really maintain anymore. And so it's Facebook primarily. I have an Instagram account, but Facebook, Jamie Barrett Music. Also on YouTube, I have thousands of videos on, it's almost embarrassing to say thousands of videos, a lot of music videos on YouTube.
How do you get to YouTube and to you?
Just type in Jamie Barrett.
You go to YouTube.
Yep.
And then you type in Jamie Barrett.
Yep. And you'll see me come up.
And then you see you come up.
Yeah, without the hat. You'll see me, you know. You'll see this.
Without the hat.
This you'll see the guy with this hairstyle right here come up. And yeah, you'll find me and my music on there.
That's great.
Yeah, JamieBarrett. Yep.
June 1st.
June 1st. So excited.
Porchfest, town of Franklin.
Yeah.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, Frank.
We'll let you know when you know where you are.
Yeah.
We'll try to publicize that and let people know.
Fantastic.
Well, this is Frank Falvey with Frank Presents, and today it was Jamie Barrett, guitarist, singer, songwriter, going to be here in Franklin on Porchfest on Saturday between 12 and 6 in the Franklin Cultural District. We're both wishing you have a song in your life and sing music every day.
Absolutely.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million.
This program was made possible by your Franklin friends and neighbors. Good folks just like you. Thanks for supporting Franklin TV. And thanks for watching.